Now the question on this is, Michti, let's see. Shah Nikna. That's the Shah, that's the gate where the Nazir has to come and give over the birds to the Kayin. Now Shah Nikna, that's the end of the Ezra's Noshim. Like Taisa says, She Ezra's Noshim. That's the beginning of the Beit HaMikdash of the Ezra's Noshim. Now V'ad Shah Machna Leviya. Up until there, it's only considered Machna Leviya. Ezra's Noshim is still called Machna Leviya. Where is called Machna Shechina? That's further inside the Ezra's Noshim. The Ezra's Kahanim, the Ezra's Anoshim, that's where it starts, the Machna Shechina. But Ezra's Noshim, that's still called Machna Leviya. Now, the question is, Michti, Shara, Nikner, Heichi, Kaiminon, Bishar Leviya. It's only in the Shara of Leviyim. V'yotanya, so the question is, we learned, Tomei Meis, even though you're a Tomei Meis, Mutta Likonis of Machna Leviya. You're allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. You can go into the Beis HaMikdash, even into the Shara Noshim. Habi, you're only in the Machna Leviya. Tomei Meis is allowed to go into it. A Tomei Meis, a person that touched the Meis, only can't go into the Machna Shechina. But into the Shara Nikna should be Mutter. So the question is, a Nozer that was Tomei, even on the seventh day, he should be able to bring his Kabbonis. He should be able to go into Shara Nikna. Because he's only a Tomei Meis. A Tomei Meis is allowed to go into the Shara of Machna Leviya. Why? But now it says, V'loi Tomei Meis Bavad, not only somebody that touched the Meis, El Afilu Meis Atzmai. Even the Meis itself you're allowed to leave in the Machna Leviya. What's the raya for Meis Rabbeinu? It says, Shenemer, it says, Vayikach Moshe Satzmais Yosef, Imoi. Moshe, when they were leaving now Mitzrayim, took with him the Atzmais Yosef with him. My Ima, what does it mean with him? Imoi b'mechitzasoi. That he had the Atzmais, the bones of Yosef, that he was taking up now to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, he had it with him, near him. And we dash in Imoi b'machna Leviya. And we know Moshe always had a loch like the Machna Leviya. So it comes out that he had the mace of Yosef with him in the Machna Leviya. So you see, a mace is allowed to be in a Machna Leviya. Since so and knows that was Tomei Meis, why does he have to wait to go into Shah Nikner? After he has to have a Shemesh, why? He has a Tomei Meis, and Shah Nikner is only Machna Leviya. So it's mutter for Tomei Meis to go into Machna Leviya. So what should be wrong? So more says, Ella, Tful Yom Shozav Kizav Domi. No, it's like a true, like I said before. Well, some taste gears is on my baya, Tful Yom Dezav Lav Kizav Domi. There could be no. That Tful Yom Dezav is not called Kizav Domi. Piafilu Hochid is new halacha. Kivu the Mechusa Kapora Lo Yael. Since he's Mechusa Kapora, he didn't bring this Kabonis yet, that's why he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. That halacha, if you have to bring a carbon, before you brought your carbon, he can't come in. Now, if we're talking about Machna Leviya, why is this called an Ayam Mayid? Lemeimra, to tell me, Ma Hosa Mechusa Kapara Loy Ayal, Afla Machna Leviya, Nami Mechusa Kapara Loy Ayal. That it comes to teach me this Hawal Ochra that in the Machna Leviya, a Mechusa Kapara, somebody has to bring a carbon, can't come in there. And we Hosim know, and how do we know it over there? Tatanya, we learned, Tome Yiyah. The rabbis tful yoyim, and noy tumasa boy, the rabbis mechusa kapara. So true, there's a special exeris akasav there, that the reason why he can't go in is not because Tomei Meis can't go into Machna Leviya. Out of Tomei Meis alone, you would be able to go into Machna Leviya. But the reason why here you can't go in, you have to wait till after Erev Shemesh, is because you're mechusa kapara. Because you don't have your carbon yet. So since you don't have your carbon, that's the reason why you can't come into the Machna Leviya. All right, stop here. Yeah, we're holding that from Mem Hei Yomar Aleph. Again, the last top Gemara was that the Gemara said, what, Michti, Shah Nikner Hechi Kayomin, where is the Shah Nikner, that's the Shah where the Nozer has to come in to bring his Kabonis, is Vishara Levi, it's talking about a tzin, the Machna Leviya. So if so, Vatanya, we learned, Tomei Meis, Mutu Likonis, the Machna Leviya. The walker is a person that's a Tomei Meis, he's allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. Not only a person that touched a mace is allowed to go into the Machna Leviya, Elo Afilu Meis Atzmo, even a mace himself is allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Satzmos Yosef Imoi. The Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmos of Yosef with him. And we dash in my Imoi,
What does it mean he had the Atzmos Yosef with him? So Nesvidashin, it means Ima b'michitzasoi, Imoi b'machna leviya, that Moshe had the Atzmos Yosef with him in Machna leviya. So you see, it's mutter for Mace himself to be in the Machna leviya. So who the kasher is then, what do we say now that the Nazir had to become Tor with the Erev Shemesh in order to bring his korban? Where does the Nazir have to go into? Into the Shari Nikner. The Shari Nikner that's only in the Ezras Noshim, which is only called Machna leviya. And the Lacher is even a Tomei Mace Mamish is allowed to go into the Machna leviya. So if so, for what purpose does the Nazir have to have Erev Shemesh? In other words, it's a kasha. If you want to say that a full yom of a zav is kizav dummy, and you wanted to make the drasha because the pasuk says ubo lefnei Hashem a pesach oyam moed, the kasha was the same pasuk says by a nazir. It says elokayin el pesach oyam moed, and by a nazir, there's no reason that he has to be tor in order to come into the shar nikner, because the tamei meis is allowed to go into the shar nikner, which is only machne leviya. And this the Gemara to Zenechnami. Elu Amar Abay, the Gersa should be that full Yoim Shel Zav. Toiz Gersa is it should be Lav Kizav Dami. But there's no Raya from what we're dashing the Posik. It could be that full Yoim of a Zav, the fact that a Zav went to the Mikvah, and he doesn't have Hera Shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time yet. It could be he does not have upon him the Tumas of a Zav. Like, that's not the reason why he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. But Yafilu Hochi, Kivon de Mechuse Kaporo Loyal, since Lamaisa, before he brought his Kabonis, it's such a tumma like a Zav that came out of his body, there were Machme that before he brought his Kabonis, he's called the Mechuse Kaporo. Therefore Loyal, therefore he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Meres Nukasha now. So it could be there's no proof that Tful Yoim of a Zav is Kizav Dami. It could be the reason why he can't go in is because he's a Mechusa Kapara. He doesn't have his Kabonis. Now the Gemara is Viva Machna Leviya Koi. And we're talking about now the Postle by Machna Leviya. Are Michael Korah Leoya Moed? Why is it called Leoya Moed? The Chur Lameim would teach us that Ma Hosa Mechusa Kapara Leyael Ah Lamachna Leviya Nami Mechusa Kapara Leyael. Just like in the Oya Moed, which is the Machna Shechina, the Lacher is that a Mechusa Kapara cannot go in there. So I tell you the same limit is that by Nachna Levi also, a Mechusa Kapara cannot go in. For the Marba Hossam in Nolan, how do we know by Machna Shechino that a Mechusa Kapara cannot go into the Machna Shechino? The time we learned, the Pasuk says, Tome Yia is La Rabbi Tzvuyam, is the Marba Tzvuyam. And we darshan, Oy Tumosa Boy, Yosva the Tumra upon him, La Rabbi is Mechusa Kapara. Is to be marba mechusa kapara also, that not only its full yom can go into the machna shechina, but even a mechusa kapara could also not go into the machna shechina. So that's how we know the limud demor machna. That's what says pesachoy moed. It just comes to teach us that just like by machna shechina mechusa kapara cannot go in, the same of machna levir also mechusa kapara cannot go in. The Mishnah says like this: Tiglachas hatayra ketzad. Where is there a case of Tiglachas HaTaira? Where is there a case of that what's the loch is when a Nazir Torah has to take a haircut? How you may be a loch it is, how you may be Gimel Behemoth. A Nazir, when he gets finished counting his 30 days, then he has to bring three Kabonis. He has to bring a Chatis, a Noel, and a Shlomim. Now, the Shechet Es HaShlomim, then they Shecht the Korban Shlomim, the Umagaleach Aleim. And after they shech the korban shlomim on the eighth, when he finishes, that's when the nazir takes his haircut. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That he has to take his haircut after they made the shechita on the shlomim. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda means that Takad have to wait till after they shech the chatas, the oil, and the shlomim goes last, and that's when he takes his haircut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the shlomim goes first. But I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after they bring the korban shlamim, that's when the nazir takes his haircut. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Loihoya Megaleach El Alachatis. He holds no, that the nazir only takes his haircut b'shas after they brought the korban chatis. And he says, Sha'achatis Kredemus Mechom Makam. Because the korban chatis, that always comes first. So since that comes first, like as soon as they brought the korban chatis, then a nazir is allowed to take his haircut. But v'im gilach alachas mishloshton, let's say the nazir took his haircut by any one of these three kabonis, then the lachar is yotza. like with the Eved, according to everybody, he is the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, hevi gimel behemos. If they brought three behemos, v'loy pirus, they did not explain. In the locher is haroyel lechates tikar of chates. So hevi gimel behemos, they brought three behemos, v'loy pirus, they did not explain. He didn't say for what is what. Is haroyel lechates tikar of chates. The animal that's fit to be for the korban chatis, that's kugan kifso, which is an akeva bashanoso. So pshita, that's the chatis. It's only a kifso that's fit to be the chatis. Liyolo, the one that's the kevet, that's a zocha ben shanosoi, that goes for the korban oilo, takrev oilo. And lishlomim, that's an ayol, which is ben shtei shonim, that's takrev shlomim. And the three kabonis that he has to bring, even if he doesn't speak out clearly for which one is which, but since he brought these three animals, and each one is a different type of an animal, so pshita we know which one is for the chatis, which is for the erlah, and which is for the shlamin. I think most like this. Tana Rabbanan, the Christ says, like, we learned like this. The apostle says, Vigilach ha-nozir Pesach o-yamayit. The nozir has to take his haircut by the Pesach of the o-yamayit. So the Morris says, Bishlamim ha-kosu medaber. First of Yehuda Darshan, that the apostle is talking about a korban shlamin. When it says the Gilach Hanozer Pesach Oyamoyed, he has to take his haircut by the Pesach of the Oyamoyed. It doesn't really mean the Oyamoyed itself, like in the Machna Shechina, but it means only Bashas. He's bringing the Korban Shlamim. Shenema, because it says by Shlamim also Veshochatu Pesach Oyamoyed, that the Korban Shlamim is also the Shechit is called by the Pesach Oyamoyed. So now we say Atoima, you're telling me Veshlamim Akosuv Medaber. That the apostle is talking about when do you take haircut by the Shasta Korban Shlamim. Oh, Yenoi, maybe not. Ela Pesach Oyamoyed Mamish. Maybe it means you have to take the Nozer into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Oyamoyed Mamish, into the Kochim, and there we should take his haircut. Is a Marta, I'll tell you, him came, Derech Bizoyenu. It's not nice to take the haircut in the Beis Hamikdash itself. So Pshita doesn't mean to take the haircut Mamish in the Pesach Oyamoyed. So therefore it only means B'shas, the Korban Shlomim, that's when he took his haircut. But not Mamish by the Pesach Oyamoyed. Rabbi Yashiu Oymer, Ein Tzorach, I don't need this. Harei Omra Torah, the Torah says, I don't need the first Pesach of Shachatu of Pesach Oyamoyed. I don't need it from the Limud of Shlomim that also says there Pesach Oyamoyed. Rabbi Yashiu says, Pasha, I have a Svara, direct Svara. Ein Tzorach. Harei Omra Torah, the Torah says, Loi Salah B'malas HaMizbechi. And we know when you go up to Mizbeach, you're not supposed to have steps there. It's supposed to be a straight plank, but not steps. Because in Derech Bizoyin, if you use steps, that you have to like pick up your feet, it's not nice that the Mokum should see you ever like. So, Kavachoymo Derech Bizoyin, if you see the Torah is so makbid, that on the Mizbeach, like by the Kochim, not to do any Derech Bizoyin there, not to walk up even steps, so therefore, for sure, the Torah does not want the Nozer to take his haircut there. So that's what Rabbi Yashiu says, it's a Pashut Svara, that the haircut is not by the Pesach HaYamayid, but rather, it just means B'shas, they have the Korban Shlomim, that's when he takes his haircut. This Shalti Goros says on the intent, but Medrash, Pashut Nozer also says, that V'gilach HaNozer, Rabbi Yashiu says, B'shlomim HaKosiv Medaber. Again, the postulate that says the Nozer should take his haircut means B'shas to Korban Shlomim. Or Yehne, maybe not that way. Maybe it means Pesach HaYamoyed Mamish. On this, the Medrash answers, in Kach is so, Omra Torah Lesala. The Torah says not to make steps to go up the Mizbeach. In order that by taking steps, you have to pick up your feet, and the Mokum on the bottom would see the Erevom, is Kal V'choymel L'dovash L'yigaleach. Pesach HaYamoyed. That's for sure, that a Nazir should not take his haircut by the Pesach HaYamoyed. Elo rather, b'shlomim ha-kosu medaber. The Pesach is talking about that b'shas t'shlomim, that's when the Nazir takes his haircut. Rabbi Yitzchak Oymer, ain't it tzarech. I don't need this for proof, but rather, harehu Oymer. The Pesach says, v'lokach esar roish nizroi, that you're supposed to take the hair of the head of the Nazir, v'nosan aloish, and you put it by the fire of what? Of the Korban Shlomim. So it's mashma, mi she'enei mechus tirela lekicho nesina. that mashma, that all you have to do is take the hair and right away put it under the fire of the Korban Shlomim. But mashma, you have the Korban Shlomim done already. You made the shechita ready. You have the basar already. It's already cooking. Like the fire under the basar shlomim is cooking already. But yotza zeh shul mechus lekicha von nesina. Like if you're going to make the haircut in the Pesach Oyo Moed, so that's not in the makam where you're cooking up the shlomim. So then you would have to bring your hair from the makam of the Pesach Oyo Moed all the way down to the place where you're cooking up the shlomim. And since the pasuk is mashma velokach venosan, that right after the haircut, right there, you take the hair and put it under the fire. So it's mashma, you give the haircut b'makom where they're cooking up the shlomim. Yeah, so that's how we know the haircut is not in the Pesach or Yomoyed, but rather further down b'makom where they're burning the shlomim. Ikka d'amri, some say like this, that Reb Yitzchak Oimer b'shlomim hakosev medaber. The pasuk is talking about a korban shlomim. Hey, it's b'mokim where they make the korban shlomim. That's where you take your haircut. Ato Oimer, you're telling me b'shlomim hakosev medaber. The pasuk is talking about where they bring the korban shlomim. Oyene, maybe not that way. Ela Pesach Oyo Moed Mamish. Maybe it means you have to take the haircut Mamish by the Pesach Oyo Moed. That's where you take your haircut. On this time we learn what the pasuk says. Velokach es asar roish nizroi. You have to take the hair of the head of the nazir. So idashin mokom shoy mevashel sham hoy megaleach. The same place where they're cooking up the basar, the meat of the korban shlomim. That's the place where you have to take your haircut. And like we had before, because right away you're supposed to take your hair and right away put it under the fire of the bishul of the shlomim. Abachonim noimer. Abachonim says. Mishum Rabbi Elezer, name of Rabbi Elezer. The pasuk says, "Vegileich haNazir Pesach Oyamoyed." That the nazir should take his haircut by the Pesach, the entrance to the Oyamoyed. So he dashes like this. It doesn't mean mamish. The haircut is there by the Oyamoyed, but it only means that Kol Zaman Shein Pesach Oyamoyed Pesuach Ein Magalach. Kol Zaman, it's early in the morning that they did not open up the Oyamoyed yet. You cannot make the Geluach. Because the Geluach is only kosher after they were Pesach the Yoyim Moed. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yoimer, the Apostle says, V'gileich ha-nozir Pesach o Yomoyed. What does that mean? V'loi nezira, and not a nezira. That a nezira, a lady, if she's a nezira, she doesn't have a haircut done openly in the Pesach o Yomoyed.